Tomorrow's news today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
We're coming over the top!
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday, July 31st, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones, and you are witnessing scenes that look like something out of World War Z, as Elon Musk pointed out, as now over 50,000 North African Muslims in Morocco have poured into a city that's been held off and on by the Spanish for more than 500 years. Just like we have control of Guantanamo Bay after we won the Spanish-American War with Spain in Cuba. That was a response of the Spanish over the years having wars with the Muslims after they kicked the Muslims out after almost 700 years of occupation when they conquered most of Spain. And the Spanish retook it during the La Reconquista, and that triggered the main Crusades. The Muslims on the flotilla boats financed by the UN and George Soros, U.S. taxpayer money, have invaded Europe by the tens of millions. 3 million just got legalized this year by the Spanish government that have come in the last few years. The communist Spanish government, earlier this year, we played the clips here. They're unbelievable. Actually got up and said, we want to replace the Spaniards. They actually said, we want to replace the Spaniards. The communists said this. Their head of immigration said it on TV. Pull the clip up. Top officials in Spain say that they are replacing Spaniards with migrants. And they said, if you can get here, you are legal. Well, it's not enough for them now to wait and get on the Zodiac boats and come across and land in Spain. They have now poured across. We can pull up maps of this. I sent the crew. But Morocco right there in the Mediterranean, right below Spain. And there's this little tiny area held by Spain, and they are now overrunning all of that and robbing and looting and burning the shops. So there's footage of that. This started about 2 days ago. Now, overnight, they burned and looted much of the city. Now, it just never ends. And I follow the news very closely, but I remember seeing this in the last 6 months, but I forgot about it. And then I'm sitting there researching this yesterday afternoon, and it's like, oh my God, Israel's front and center in this again. Turns out Netanyahu, whenever Spain would not let the U.S. during Midnight Hammer use overflights or to fly B-2 bombers out of Spain to bomb Iran, and they haven't supported the war the last 155 days as well, that Netanyahu worked with the Arab North Africans and said, Israel backs you taking the Spanish territory, and they also backed other areas being taken from the French in Africa. This is just total cuckoo town, and I'm like sitting here, can there be anything that Israel isn't behind? I don't get up in the morning and say, let me blame Israel for something. It's just constantly Israel. It's just true. Under Netanyahu, Israel is a fire-breathing, psychotic demon, funding all the different Muslim groups, putting al-Qaeda in charge of Syria. It just never...
This shower filter slays 95% of the lead, 99% of the chlorine, and keeps that damn atrazine out of your water. Protect yourself. Don't let them turn you gay. Purify it now.
Mother, do you really want to shower with me? Do you want to clean everything? Oh, mother!
I'm not gay. You are.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
They're coming over the top!
Spanish Morocco, and much inside the actual country of Spain, basically mirrors something out of World War Z. Thank you for joining us on this live Friday, the 31st day of July 2026. I am your host, Alex Jones. Now, the communist Spanish government just legalized 3 million earlier this year illegal North African Muslims that have poured into the country, been brought in by UN NGOs in the last couple of years. And they said in statements we played yesterday, just type it into X, you'll pull them up. Spanish government says that everyone that comes there is legal and that more migrants should come, invaders, and that they, quote, want to replace the Spanish population. They actually said that in your face last year and this year, their head of immigration, their interior minister, all of it. In fact, let's play those again. Pull those back up. There's a bunch of them, but there's two particular ones. Yeah, the president saying it, and then the female minister over immigration, or I think they call it the interior minister, strangely enough. You'd think that would be the exterior minister, but the point is, and of course they spin it, it's 1.2 million. It's actually 3 million, ladies and gentlemen. So those numbers continue just to expand and accelerate. There are 10 billion people in the world. There are only about 10% of the world lives in the first world. And when the Pentagon has drilled for the collapse of civilization in the last 20 years, because they can be politically correct, they call it a zombie drill. And they liken what the public would be like during a collapse of services, electricity, food, water, to the way zombies behave. But it would actually be worse than that. Within 10 days, total lawlessness. Within 15, total cannibalism and just mass death. And you just type in Marines trained to fight zombies, Army trains to fight zombies during apocalypse. And the media spins it like it's a joke. It's not a joke. That's actually what they train for. So the Spanish government opened the door for this. But earlier this year and last year, Benjamin Netanyahu, in public statements and in letters he wrote to the Muslim Moroccans, said that since the Spanish government is not supporting Israel's war with Iran and not letting B-2 bombers fly out of Spain, that they said that Israel said they would back and recognize Moroccans taking the one little city the Spanish have had for hundreds and hundreds of years there in Morocco. And again, that's similar to why we have the base there at Guantanamo Bay with an unlimited renewable lease. It was after we won the Spanish-American War in 1898. We had a deal and were able to get that base, Guantanamo Bay base. And so that is Spanish territory, but the left's fitting in. Well, it's not really an invasion because, you know, it's Morocco. Well, they then use Morocco as the staging ground with the UN NGOs who invade Spain proper. And we have similar footage that you're seeing here to the coastal towns in Spain and play those on a weekly basis, as any viewer knows. You'd have to be hiding under a rock to not know about this. Similar scenes in Greece, in Italy, and then to a lesser extent, still very serious, in the UK, boats coming in to the White Cliffs of Dover, thousands a month. It is tens of thousands a month in Italy, Greece, and Spain. Now, hundreds of thousands a month because Spain has opened the door, and that's a door to the rest of Europe. But I follow most geopolitics, and I'm rarely blindsided, but yesterday when I got off air, in some of my videos I posted about this that were going viral, I saw comments going, as usual, Jones is covering up for Israel. Why don't you tell us that Netanyahu's behind this? And I went, what? This is just some crazy, you know, person that thinks if you follow a banana peel, it's Israel, who just, you know, always accused me of covering up for Israel, which isn't true. It's just some neurotic knee jerk, you know, reflex. And then I click it. And then I spend the next 2 hours reading Netanyahu statements, State Department statements by Marco Rubio, and videos of Netanyahu. We'll get to some of these, saying, indeed, starting last year, we invite the Muslims to invade not just the enclaves in Morocco, but also any other European country that has enclaves like France in their former territorial colonial holdings, to overrun those and then to invade and overrun Europe. And it's Netanyahu saying, once you've conquered all of Morocco, you can easily more conquer Spain. So this is Netanyahu siding with the radical Islamists who captured their ancestors, Spain, and held it for almost 700 years. The crusade started with the La Reconquista. It took 400 years, or 300 plus, to retake Spain, 300 plus years. And then the larger crusades began when England, Scotland, France got involved, because the Muslims were getting all the way up to the edge of France, overrun part of Poland. The Russians held them off, so did the Serbs. So we had 700 years of the Muslims attacking us. And so this is just a replay of that same war. Wars basically never end. They just continue on until one enemy is completely vanquished. Islam started 1400 years ago and has grown like a cancer since then. But I was like, what, Israel? And I was like, come on, that's not true. And then I went down the rabbit hole and it's all true. So I didn't even know about that. So I'm glad that folks were accusing me of things that weren't true, because it helped me learn about that. Would have just been easier to say, hey, did you know about this? I'm just completely blown away. It just never, never, never ends. And you have the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal trying to make excuses for it. Also saw commenters saying, oh, there's no Muslim invasion. This is their area. This is Morocco. They use Morocco to invade across the narrow straight there to the Gibraltar. That's the entrance to the Mediterranean right there. Very strategic. It's the reason Spain took it. It's because they were tired of the Moors that took them hundreds of years to kick out. That's the North African Muslims, to kick out of Spain. And they had to have other Europeans come in and help, which we were obviously happy to do. It's time for Crusades 2.0, or Reconquista 2.0. They then went and took that key point there, because that's the equivalent of the Strait of Hormuz, basically. And now Israel and the State Department came out a few months ago and said, yes, it's legitimate for the Arabs, the Moroccans, to take this from Spain. So as much as I don't like the communists that run Spain and all the terrible things they've done, the fact that they invited the invasion, to then have Netanyahu and our own government then side with the Muslims to overrun the Spanish and overrun the rest of Europe that certainly don't deserve this, is truly evil. And it gives you a mindset into the Machiavellian nature of Netanyahu. but it's really not even Machiavelli. He thinks it is, to attack somebody just because they don't support your war with the very Muslims you supposedly are fighting, and then not think about the fact of what happens once the Muslims conquer Europe. They're certainly not going to be friendly to Israel. Is not thinking second, third, fourth order, but it really is. What the Netanyahu types do is they say, no, we understand second, third, fourth order, but we're not going to do one decision based on the bad developments that could happen. We're going to make whatever decision we want that's the most brutal, the most vicious, the most powerful, and then we'll attack the other problems that creates later and actually use those problems to our own advantage. And a perfect example is Israel helping found Hamas in 79, giving them tens of billions of dollars, Netanyahu doubling their funding about 2 years before October 7th, having the Israeli military stand down, which is admitted for 7.5 hours, so that they could get maximum death toll. Yeah, killed a bunch of Jews and people, but to Netanyahu, that's a pawn sacrifice to get everybody stirred up and for total war. And he's even said, oh, this war is going to be great for our nationalism and for the strength of our people. They need rough times to be strong. So it's very Nietzschean. And so Trump came out today. You can pull this up and said, it's time for Spain to get tough and seal your borders. And it's time for you to deport these people. And I bet Trump doesn't even know that Rubio and Netanyahu, because I didn't know this. People think I know everything. All the time I see, hey, why aren't you covering this? Well, I didn't know about it. Thank you for telling me. And I bet you money. I'm not even defending Trump. I just bet, because this didn't get a lot of attention, but very little, that Trump is, you know, going, hey, commies, control your border. Look what you've done, inviting the Muslims in, which they did do. And then meanwhile, you got Netanyahu quarterbacking all of this with the Ferengi ambassador, Marco Rubio. So I'm just absolutely flabbergasted. There's more footage we've got, too. And you can just type this into X and pull up the latest. I literally saw hundreds of these of migrants looting Spanish Moroccan city. Oh, yeah. Look at this footage. There's plenty of this is the aid workers. And she's literally, you know, hugging one of these invaders. And he's all over her breasts. And she is just in ecstasy, basically sexually, because she's the mommy, she's the white savior, and she's the good person that's going to bring in the military-age men. And to her, she's a hero, so she doesn't understand statistically 90% military-age men, upwards of 90% never get a job. Half of them end up committing rapes. When they land, they're doing throat-slitting motions, running around foaming at the mouth. I mean, these are the worst of the worst pouring out of the most dangerous places in North Africa. And then these women take these men in. You read every day about them raping them, murdering them, killing them. And then they're let go. And the judges say, well, it's part of their culture. It's not really part of their total culture in Africa. These are the dregs of prisons, the mentally ill. They are literally dumping on us the garbage. We are now a giant landfill, a giant trash heap. And again, before 9/11, there was 500,000 Muslims in Europe and 500,000 in the U.S. Now there's 45 times the Muslims, that's a conservative number, are in the West that were here just 25, 26 years ago. And so running around screaming Allah Akbar, running around doing this throat-slitting motions, also running around telling you who their favorite sports team is, running around saying Allah Akbar, and you have 50% unemployment for under 30s in Spain. Spain bankrupted itself like Germany's doing by design, by getting rid of nuclear reactors, getting rid of all their coal reactors and putting up windmills everywhere. So they can't even produce power. Much of Spain has the power off up to a third of the day. In fact, they just turn most cities' power off at midnight. You don't need your power. It's all about total control. Like Ceausescu in Romania would just turn the power off about 6 o'clock every night. And then his castle up on the hill would glow white all night with like a Christmas tree. He wanted you to know he had all the lights. You had nothing. So this is all done by design, creating artificial scarcity. But the good news is it's really gotten people's attention to see this World War Z level thing, because we've seen the thousands of videos of 10 boats, 20 boats, 5 boats, some of them long Zodiacs holding up to 100 people, rubber boats pulling in, people dumping off every day. But to see 50,000 the first day, they're now estimating another 30,000, 40,000 came in last night. No one knows. And again, if you just go to X and type in Morocco migrants rob businesses, loot businesses, you see them beating people, breaking into businesses, looting everything. This is the wonderful liberation that is happening. And now that a third of the fertilizer has been cut off to the world, about half the fertilizer Africa gets is estimated. They're estimating that 50 plus million people will starve to death next year. This is the growing season now. And that will cause the biggest migrant flow that you've ever seen to Europe. I said that before the war started. Now the UN officially has put that out. And of course, they're saying, give us more money and we'll feed them. But really, they'll just organize them into zombie hordes and flood the West. But I can assure you they will not be going in to Israel. Israel will not be taking them. And it is literally Netanyahu and the different Jewish aid societies that are the tip of the spear, along with the leftist pope, the last few popes. The pope says it's of the Lord. You're not a Christian if you don't take in migrants. He said, you know, the last pope said he doesn't want to hear about the Christian fetishes of Christendom and in Europe being Christian. But they don't let any foreigners or illegals into the Vatican City. Oh, no, that's got 200-foot walls. So, yeah, here's the looting and stealing. I mean, it's just some really dramatic footage of them beating people up and dragging them out of their businesses. And of course, then once they get to Europe, they kick people out of their own homes, old people out of their own council houses, and put the invaders in. We saw a similar video of this, like you're seeing in the U.S. under Biden, with the same Catholic and Jewish charities. That's just who's doing it. It's called balls and strikes, not bashing Catholics, not bashing Jews, just bashing your NGOs, your leadership, flooding us as well. And you see how bad it is on the streets of America with the illegals everywhere with no jobs and the crime. Well, it's many times worse in Europe. So I want to play Netanyahu. That's clip 10, just so it's established of them saying it to your face. And then I want to go to a Nick Fuentes clip, clip 10. He does a good job of breaking this down and some of the background. But with this one story, you got everything right there and all the different layers and all the different craziness to this. And just like Israel is behind Hamas, and then Hamas attacks and kills, and now we've got to have total war in greater Israel. And just like NATO and Turkey and Israel were behind putting Al-Qaeda in charge of Syria, now Trump wants to use Al-Qaeda to liberate Lebanon. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then we're told we're a panican. We should support all this or we're with the Muslims, when it's our own government financing the Muslims with the Israelis to invade the whole damn West. So here's Netanyahu, and then here's Fuentes. And I don't agree with Fuentes as a Hitler joke, and it is a joke. But at the same time, you know, I guess you're going to have Hitlerian system or you're going to have the Islamic takeover. And it's all just a complete mess. It's just like, why are we doing this? Well, it's in justifies the means. It's Machiavellian. It's totally insane, but here it is.
Shuv v'shuv, להתייצב נגד ישראל. מי שתוקף את מדינת ישראל במקום את משטרי הטרור, מי שעושה זאת, לא יהיה שותף שלנו לגבי עתיד האזור. אני לא מוכן לסבול את הצביעות הזאת ואת העוינות הזאת. אני לא מתכוון לאפשר לאף מדינה לנהל נגדנו מלחמה מדינית בלי לשלם על כך מחיר מיידי.
I'm sure you've seen it. Our featured story tonight, we're talking all about the Muslim African invasion of Spain and Europe. It doesn't get more blackpilling than this. The sights, the videos, the images coming out of Spain make you wish that Adolf Hitler would return. Not really. Not actually, no. But you kind of do. No, but you are thinking about that and wishing that it would happen. Hoping and wishing and even maybe praying that Hitler would return. Certainly it's preferable to this. I'm sure you've seen the videos today, potentially a record-breaking 40,000 Muslim Arabs from Morocco breached a border wall between Morocco and a Spanish enclave in northern Africa, invading the city. The city is called Ceuta. They invaded the city. They're now breaking into people's homes. And there's an interesting geopolitical dimension to this. A lot of people are looking at the videos and they're wondering, what is going on? Why has this happened? How is it even possible? You see the videos of droves, thousands, hundreds, thousands pouring literally pouring over the fence and around the fence by sea, breaking into Europe and running wild, setting cars on fire, trying to break into houses. You wonder how and why this is possible. And tonight, we're not just going to talk about the Muslim invasion of this enclave and the ongoing Muslim attack on Western civilization. There's a very interesting geopolitical dimension to all of this, which is surprising and unexpected. And the geopolitical dimension to the latest border crisis or flare-up between Morocco and Spain has a lot to do with the relationship between Morocco and the state of Israel, as always. Always goes back to this, because as it stands, Morocco and Israel have a very deep relationship since 2020, when you might remember the first Trump administration brokered the Abraham Accords. And under the Abraham Accords, Morocco became one out of four Muslim-majority countries that normalized ties with Israel, recognizing their sovereignty and existence. And since then, Israel and Morocco have built up a very close relationship. You might also know this, that in almost the same amount of time since roughly 2023, Spain and Israel have been mortal enemies. Spain, under a left-wing government, has been hypercritical of Israel, their genocide in Gaza, and Israel's ministers, specifically Netanyahu. Spanish ministers have called for Netanyahu to be arrested. They've placed an arms embargo on Israel. They've refused ships docking access in Spain that are delivering weapons to Israel. And so the Israelis are only all too happy to see their close friend and ally Morocco seized by proxy through immigration a couple of cities, a colonial remnant in northern Africa belonging to their mortal enemy, Spain. And this policy just so happened to have been co-signed by the Republican-controlled House of Representatives just a few months ago here in the United States. So what you may see on video is a clash of civilizations between Europeans and Muslims. What you see on video might appear to be a Muslim attack on the West. And it is. And certainly it is. It is a Muslim attack on the United States, or rather, I should say, on Europe, on Western civilization. It is an invasion of the first world by the third world, by the third world peasants and savages. But upon closer inspection, when you really understand what is happening, you realize the third worlders are having a lot of help. They're having a lot of help from the U.S., from Israel, and also from Spain's own left-wing government. There's some domestic considerations as well, which we'll get into. And it really is this triangulation of the Muslim savages, the left wing, and the Jewish oligarchy, which is facilitating and accelerating the invasion of the West by massive amounts of migrants. It gives credence to the idea that the only solution, the only way forward for any of these countries is nationalism. We have to get in the middle of all of this. Not the left, not the third world as Muslims, and not them, not the Israelis, not the Jewish oligarchs. The only thing that can break all three is nationalism. Whites, Christians, Americans, the people of the first world have to take our own side against all these different groups. They all have a hand
in
it.
We'll be right back with more.
Do you want to try some?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. We'll send you some methylene blue. And if you guys want to get it too, you can get it from thealexjonesstore.com. I invented two proprietary products. Gavin, I'm a business owner, supplement formulator, Power Plant and Methyl Drive. You guys got to get them right now. Magnesium, CoQ10, PQQ, Rhodiola Rosea, Golden Root. It's got the cordyceps, the zinc, the selenium. It's got the boron as well. Raise your free testosterone. Raise your ability to get through hard days and hard tasks. And ultimately raise the potential of the methylene blue that you're probably already taking if you're watching this network. We have that available for you. It's a really good deal, really good price. People just kind of across the internet have told me they've started taking it and they've been able to get to the gym again. They've been able to get through hard days at work again. Specifically, that Power Plant formula, if you're looking for something like Super Male Vitality from back in the day, I basically invented a better version of that. That's called Power Plant. It's available solo or also in the Power Drive bundle at thealexjonesstore.com. Look up what proper magnesium does for your body. Look up what proper methylated vitamin B12 does for your body. All of that and more is in Power Plant and Methyl Drive, and you can get them all three together on the Power Drive bundle, along with the other phenomenal products. We have the turmeric. We've got the MK Ultra, which is a phenomenal multivitamin, also nootropic as well. Ultimate Burn. If you really, you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, here's the thing. I've been doing a good job. I'm almost down to like 205 now. If you want to join me on a weight loss journey, you can get yourself some Ultimate Burn. And all the other products we have, like Methylene Red specifically, are also great for that. Methylene Red also has that CoQ10. Get the turmeric, get the blue, get the gummies, get the colostrum. My grandma is not capping on jaw for real. It really helped her with her hair if you want it. We've got the T3 trifecta iodine, the absolute staple of the old network. We've got the Ultimate Sea Moss, Ultimate Turmeric, the bovine beef tallow. It's got the methylene blue inside the tallow. Incredible antioxidant, methylene blue. I already went over it, tried to with Gavin a little bit. We've got the zeolite, incredible for heavy metal support, dechelation, stuff like that. The Shilajit complex, we've even got smelling salts. Ultimate Life Force, which is absolutely incredible. It's got the natokinase in there. It's got things theoretically to, you know, attenuate certain anecdotal things with the spike protein. Not making a health claim there. Talk to your doctor. It's just a top-rated formula for a reason. The Ultimate CMOS gummies in another form. The creatine, the Ultimate Power. We've got tons of sales on the different forms and flavors of the Ultimate Power pre-workout. We've got the NAD. We've got the Methyl Drive. We've got the MK Ultra. We've got Optimal Human. I got drink mixes for you. I got powders. I got energy gum. This is what you need. We have an electrolyte powder. It is so important in the summer months to get proper electrolyte support. And if you look at a lot of these blends on the grocery store shelf, they are pure garbage. Get yourself some Optimal Human. Get yourself some beef tallow. Get yourself some Atomic Defense. All of that and more is available at thealexjonesstore.com. I did not even mention the water filtration, shower filtration that we have, the Patriot apparel that we have, the collectible coins, memorabilia that we have. Literally everything that you could ever want theoretically or practically to support this operation, you can get at thealexjonesstore.com. This is what makes us different. Other people do a show so they can sell a product. We sell the best products in the world so that we can do the best show in the world. That's what makes this operation completely different, completely viewer, listener, supported, funded, owned by you at home when you decide, when you choose to make the decision to support us and get the phenomenal products at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm telling you again, the Power Drive Bundle, Methyl Drive, Power Plant, Methylene Blue, that is like the trifecta.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on The Alex Jones Show.
I went down to the Mary Carter paint store. I said, give me one of them Smith and Wesson Magnum 44s. 'Cause there's a man that the law let loose and justice was not done. This man killed my wife and my only little son. Forget the way he looked all through the trial. He had his big name lawyer and he had that smirky smile. Oh yeah, he got you off on a technicality, but you have to grow wings and fly to ever get away from me.
'Cause I got rights.
I got rights. I got rights too. And this time it won't
welcome
be
back, ladies
no
and gentlemen, to this live Friday transmission. I just spent 30 minutes on the ongoing Islamic invasion of the West and how our own government with Israel is involved in the latest giant search all to punish the communists who've already opened the doors. But he gives them a big, embarrassing event. It turns over one of their key ports there in the Mediterranean to the Muslims as a punishment. And Netanyahu has put out letters and statements, we've shown it on screen, saying he would do this and saying Morocco should do this. And a few months ago, the Secretary of State put out a letter and said, no, it's rightful for the Moroccans to take this from the Spanish. So that's warfare against Spain on the Muslim side. And it just shows you what Israel is up to and what our own government's up to. And then Trump comes out and says, Spain, get your act together. Get in there and close your borders and kick these people out. So this is what we deal with here. And Nick Fuentes did a good job of just breaking that down last segment. But at the end of the day, it makes the whole world less safe. Israel's Greater Israel Project is going to make everybody less safe, including Israel. And then now Israel wants to take on Turkey and Egypt. And that means they want us to do that for them, which is completely not feasible unless we have a nuclear war, just like the Iran crisis. That's why we focus so much on the Iran situation and Ukraine as well, because it endangers the whole world. Meanwhile, we have the Democrat Socialists of America that's backbone is Muslims. You have the big universities teaching that America needs to be destroyed and that communism's good and that Israel needs to be destroyed. So Israel's answer is to go into all the universities with a bunch of money and power and lawsuits and put their people in. And they say, oh, we're going to pass regulations and rules. And if you criticize Israel, you're kicked out of the school or whatever, or you can't get a government contract in 39 states. So we replace leftist censorship with weird right-wing fake Israeli censorship. And it just never ends. And here I am yesterday going, wow, look at the Muslims. They've overrun the Spanish area of Morocco. And you have the NGOs promoting that. And people are like, oh, Israel's behind it. And I'm like, what? And it is publicly. It's just like, is there anything Israel is involved in bad now? And again, I don't want to destroy Israel. Israel's not going to get destroyed. They got nuclear weapons. I'm not with the Muslims. But then Israel is with the Muslims against us. I can play you 100 rabbis, some of the head ones in Israel saying, well, you know, because of Pompeo, the emperor, 40-something years ago, in 70 AD, destroying our second temple, we made documentaries about it, the Eight-Front War, Harrison made one, went viral. Now everybody's talking about it. I'm glad they are. And I have Israeli ministers saying, well, because the Romans did this to us, and we see the whole West as Roman, we're going to destroy you in the end using the Muslims. And we see the Muslims as less bad than you because they didn't destroy our temple. And I'm just like, whoa, dude, you think somebody in Spain or Italy knows about Titus and knows about Pompeo? You think they are out? I mean, they're like, we don't care. We have a long grudge here. And so we're going to side with the Muslims against you and have NGOs flood you with them because we're going to get you. And I'm supposed to go, okay, that's sweet. I'm not anti-Semitic. Flood me with Muslims. Like 2 years ago, Netanyahu floated the plan to ship 4 million Gazans to Europe and the United States. It's like, really? You fund Hamas to destabilize them so they never get good leadership that would be like Mahatma Gandhi and wouldn't fight you, so you wouldn't have an excuse to blow them up. You use them to oppress the people and radicalize them. And then you stand down on October 7th, so you have an excuse to launch this war and then attack all your neighbors for a Greater Israel Project. Just a year ago, the ADL would call for you being banned if you talked about Greater Israel, said it didn't exist, said they wanted a replacement migration. And now they're like, no, it is replacement migration and it is a Greater Israel and you better support it. And that means drafting our children to go fight it. And I'm just like, you've cast yourself as the villain. You're taking over the Defense Authorization Act, Section 219. You're openly saying you need to use the same tactics of exploding pagers you use on Hamas on the American people. You're paying billions of dollars to influencers to demonize any American that doesn't want to be in a disastrous war. And you treat us like we're Hitler if we don't do everything you say. And then a lot of people just go, okay, well, then I'll just join Hitler. Since you're calling me Hitler, I'll just say I'm Hitler. And so you're conjuring that. And I'm sitting here looking at all this going, this is not good for anybody. This is evil. And the attitude of Netanyahu is, well, you know, we've got to be the most ruthless in the world. That's our will. And so if other people are going to have dirty tactics, so are we. We'll do it better than them. And that attitude is what destroys civilization, where everybody becomes corrupt. Everybody becomes cutthroat because if I don't do it, somebody else will. Instead of being strong, peace through strength, moral, superior technology, superior culture, leadership through soft power. Soft power is what really wins in the modern age. When you go for war in the modern age, it always degenerates. And you can't just have endless war because of the nuclear weapons, the bioweapons, and the huge third world populations that will starve during larger wars because the resources being cut off. Then they collapse into the first world and it brings down the entire system. And that's what real experts and real futurists have been warning of for decades, that the old paradigm of using wars for control and using destabilization and crisis creation for control is going to get out of hand and get everybody killed. What does it matter if you've got all these billionaires and trillions of dollars if there's nowhere safe to spend it or use it or have it? And you've created a destabilized world so that you can control everybody through the destabilization. Finally, it blows back on you. And there's so many crises that have been created, it all just gets out of hand. And that's already where we are. And that's what the Pentagon told Trump. Don't do this. It'll trigger a global depression and then a chain reaction. They said that in the report. 2 weeks ago, they put out another report updated saying the same thing and leaked it. It's not because the Pentagon are wimps. It's not because they don't like war once they can win. You know, if it's for American interest, but this is not for our interest. And at the end of the day, it's not even for Israel's interest. It's for Netanyahu's interest to stay in power by being a wartime president, a wartime prime minister. And you see Lindsey Graham and all these telephone calls they've now released. I see you guys another one where he's on the phone with Netanyahu talking about staging stuff and crises to get rid of the International Criminal Court, which is illegitimate. But the whole point is, what is a foreign government working with our government in policy to do that? Not through Congress. And then we've got this other news. We'll put that up on screen. It's being reported, even in the Israeli newspapers, that the Iranians are saying that they did not attack the Egyptian port by the Strait of by the Suez Canal, and that drone attack was a false flag to try to drag them into war against Iran. And Egypt says they don't know who did it right now, but are investigating whether or not it's a false flag attack. So we can put that article that's at alexjoneslive.com. If you want to see the details and read about that, it's at alexjoneslive.com. But Egypt analyzing drone fragments from port strike, warn of escalation. That's out of the Defense Post. But if you can go to alexjoneslive.com, I can just pull up my phone and show you. You can see our article that deals with that. There it is. Iran foreign minister accuses Israel of false flag after mysterious drone strike on Egyptian port. So we are entering the false flag zone here because Israel knows they're losing the information war. And they know that the U.S. is getting more and more towards trying to get out of the war. Trump privately and now even publicly wants that. So how are they going to keep us in the war? Well, we've had Israeli intelligence and military leaders come out and say the last few months, boy, a new 9/11 would sure help. And that's what I talked about yesterday, a nuclear false flag on Israel or on the U.S. or both. Trump being assassinated and being blamed on Iran. Then he becomes a martyr. Then Israel gets everything at once. Trump is really help lay the groundwork for that to happen and to make it more probable by saying, if I am killed, it's Iran. And I've given orders that they be nuked, basically, or everything destroyed, a glowing crater. He didn't say nuke, but he did say nuke, basically. And his surrogates have been saying use actual nuclear weapons. So doesn't Trump know that if Netanyahu could assassinate him in a minute towards getting everybody on board for total war, he would do it? So Trump has stuck his head in the news, and that is a big, big deal. Now, we have a special guest joining us who's a former Green Beret and weapons expert who's very, very well spoken and informative. And we're going to be talking to him about the huge Charlie Kirk developments with that raw footage release that they showed in court, wouldn't show the public, where they said it showed his face and showed him pulling the trigger. And it showed no such thing, and it created a lot more questions than answers. So we'll be analyzing that with Valhalla coming up. And we also have a whole bunch of other huge guests today on the transmission that I haven't even mentioned yet for folks, but we'll be telling you about that coming up here in a few minutes. But I want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth, spreading the live feeds of Real Hawk Jones on X and at rumble.com/Alex Jones Show Live and the live feeds at alexjoneslive.com/show. That's how we reach new people. That's how we move the ball. I know that's simple, but it's also very, very powerful. So just remember to keep sharing that on your email list, your text message list, your group chats, posting everywhere. It's having a huge effect. We are winning the hearts and minds, but we have not won the major war yet. Ladies and gentlemen, so again, I just want to commend all of you that have amplified what we're all doing here together. You're not helping the information war against the tyrants. You are the information war. All of the success we have is your success. You are just as important as I am, and in the aggregate, way more in the collective important than I am. I just also want to thank everybody that has been supporting the transmission by going to the new online pharmacy site, 1776rx.health. Ladies and gentlemen, ivermectin that they try to suppress, but the elites all take, has won a Nobel Prize for anti-parasitical effects it has. And mabenzidol is even more powerful. And together in the studies, they do incredible things. It's not just parasites. And the bad guys don't want you to know this. So just do yourself a favor. Search mabenzidol studies. Or what is mabenzidol associated with in studies? Just do your own research, and it's not just parasites. Mabenzidol, they don't want you to know about this, but a lot of the stuff you can get online is fake or adulterated. This is real pharmaceutical grade from a pharmacy. And with the ivermectin, it makes it even stronger. Everybody, from my research, consult your physician first. That's what happens when you go to 1776rx.health. And it's all, you know, medical grade, medical system, mainline. When you get it from them, it is the very, very best, and it funds this operation. And I do a couple regimens a year. Really, it's a detox, and it's so important to your body. It makes you so healthy. People look at how young I am, how old I am, and it's the cocktail of methylene blue and the bovine colostrum and the Shilajit and the Irish sea moss and exercise and drinking more, you know, water, filtered water. And just all of it together is amazing. I got to tell you, the ivermectin mabenzidol has been the known go-to combination for a long time. I was told about mabenzidol decades ago, and what I heard was so fantastical, I just didn't even believe it. Now there's all the studies and everything else out on it. It is something everybody should be taking a couple times a year, according to my research. Do your own research. That's my personal opinion. Talk to your physician. And that's what happens when you go to 1776rx.health. Telemedicine, very quick, very easy. And you can get a hold of the ivermectin with mabenzidol combo right now at 1776rx.health, 1776rx.health. And then separately, it's ending Sunday at midnight, the big new summer super sale, 50% off on a whole bunch of our best-selling supplements like Ultra Methylene Red, a proprietary product that's amazing, goes great with methylene blue, but also by itself is incredible, working on cleaning out your cells, clean energy with no letdown. There's a bunch of other great products like Ultimate Power, way better than even Turbo Force, similar formula, but even stronger, 10 hours of clean energy. It's like a two-month supply. It's just absolutely strong, great. It's amazing. Two different great flavors, mango and fruit punch for you to select from. That's 50% off. A bunch of other bestsellers are 50% off. Methylene Blue Tinctures, 40% off. A bunch of other great products are there at thealexshowstore.com. So stock up on these great products that enrich and empower your life while keeping us on the air We can't do it without you. A huge selection, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, t-shirts, now a whole bunch of cool shorts with 1776 and other great logos, Betsy Ross flags. There's nice designer shirts as well. We got the wife beaters in now with all sorts of great messages and things, the tank tops, the 1980s style muscle shirts. It's all there at Alex Jones Store, the Alex Jones Store. That's the alexjonesstore.com. And remember, if you're going to buy anything there, everybody should become a VIP. It's $30 a month, canceling down one click for free. Instantly, when you get charged $30, $40 is put in your account and your profile there. And then you get a special deal, special offers, and special sales on top of everything. But a lot of special offers, special items only to you. You get an email. I mean, anybody buying anything should be a VIP. I want to just thank all of you that are VIPs. If you're also worried about some supplements that sell out sometimes for months, become a subscriber, lock in 50% off in perpetuity, cancel anytime for free. You just lock in the 50% off, and they hold it back for you so it never runs out. So become a subscriber to any of the key things that you don't want to miss out on that do routinely. Sometimes they're sold out for months because they're so proprietary. Some of the ingredients are hard to get. We have the highest testing standards. And so sometimes it's just not even available until they get totally clean lots of different ingredients that are in these products, especially the ingredients that have a lot of ingredients in them. Those are the ones that tend to sell out because the great factories, the producers we use are the top ones. And sometimes they just have to wait and wait and wait till they get lots in of stuff that's completely clean because we like to be at California standards, which is almost unattainable, but we're able to do it. So the Alex Jones Store. com. Thank you all so much for your support. You really are coming through. We need more funds to expand the network. We need more funds to hire more hosts, talk show hosts and crew and reporters. We will be better than InfoWars ever was. I assure you, if you support us at thealexshowstore.com and at 1776rx.health, and if you continue to share the links and the feeds there at alexjonesline.com. It really is a team effort. I want to thank you all for the incredible job you're doing. This is your operation. All right, I want to bring Rex Jones in. Rex, I'm going to be here with you some of the next hour. We have Valhalla of VFT joining us, but you've got also some other incredible guests on the broadcast today. Tell us what you got coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned earlier before you had me host that you wanted me to have a Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Aguilar back on. He's going to be joining me in the third hour. I'm also having Suleiman Ahmed on. He's an international journalist. He was over there in Iran for both the funeral procession and the resumption of attacks. And then we're going to have Fishback on for a segment in the fourth hour.
Fishback running for governor there in Florida.
He was just able to get back on the ballot. So there's breaking news there that we want to cover, and we're also going to take your calls at the end of the deck.
All right, so that's a big transmission, and then Harrison Smith, the War Room, 3 p.m. today.
Right, and I wanted to tag on to something that you were saying earlier, right, because you're pointing out, of course, like the World War Z migrant floods, which I think are just horrendous, and you go into the history, which a lot of people don't know, 732 A.D., Battle of Tours. I would highly suggest that people look that up and become familiar, and I'm grateful and glad that you brought me up and raised me in a way where I know actual real history. Most people don't know about Spain and the Moors and what happened for 400 years, and ultimately, when we come out against the war, and we try to hold Trump's feet to the fire, literally, and making him acknowledge what he's done and try to make him stop, we are trying to prevent a world energy war that's going to lead to both World War III, and as Michael Yon says over and over and over again, he's being proven right, as we see in those videos, human osmotic pressure, mass migration. It is unstoppable. I did a stream yesterday with Andrew Wilson, and he talks about, well, if the Democrats come into power, we're going to have mass migration. We're going to have mass migration on a zombie level. It's not even going to be comparable. So we're trying to stop the gates of hell from being open right now. That's key.
That's not hype. I mean, the UN is behind the problem with the WEF and our own government at many levels. And they say we're going to have the biggest migrant flows ever starting this fall and winter because over one third of the fertilizer is cut off to Africa. It's half of it. One third globally, because it's not just 25-30% coming to the Strait. Around 10% came out of Ukraine. That's been cut off. Russia's cut about half of its energy exports, all of its diesel exports. So this is a true crisis because a lot of these countries only make like a dollar a day. And so they starve to death whenever they get to this point. And then the UN's there to organize them and have them invade. So when the UN says, get ready for record level migrant flows, that's because they're going to exacerbate it with replacement migration. as much as they can. And again, Spain said, come here. We want people out of North Africa. We want to replace the Spanish. Those are actual quotes this year. You pull it up. Unbelievable. Their ministers up there, you know, saying it in Spanish. And people say, well, then wait, Spain wants this. No, they don't want it too obvious, because Nick was saying 40,000. That was yesterday. It's 50,000 the first day. They think 20, 30,000 now overnight. They're not sure. It's over 50,000. It's something that massive. No, they just want thousands a day. They don't want 50,000 a day. I don't want to be too obvious and wake people up too much.
I want to point out, too, I was watching very intently, and I've seen all those videos since yesterday. I've been paying very close attention to the migrant invasion of Spain over there. You're going to notice about 98.5% of the people in those crowds are men in their early 20s. That's literally everybody that's there. You can see maybe like a dozen families in totality of the footage of tens of thousands of people overrunning the town, the city, whatever it is, taking it over. This is not, you know, like Nana coming with the loaf of bread. This is not, you know, a little like Ahmed escaping like the hell pit. This is like 20, 30, 40 year old men that are coming there without their family to either grift off the economy and send remittances back, or to do violent crime, take it over, or they're just mentally ill or retarded.
Absolutely. And then I saw a lot of leftist bots saying there's no invasion. This isn't real. Everything's fine. And they go, oh, well, this isn't Spain proper, so it's okay. Spain's being invaded every day by the same groups that use Morocco as the main staging point with the UN NGOs. So you have Spain. People can argue whether it took 400 years to take Spain back or 700. They took most of it back in 400, but took a couple hundred to kick them fully out. Then they kept closing the Strait of Gibraltar there. And so the Spanish went 500 years ago, and then another time 200-something years ago, and they took it. If you actually look up Macbeth is about Denmark. What's the Shakespeare? Othello.
Right.
Othello is actually based on a true story about some of the Moors actually ended up teaming up with the Italians to fight the other Moors. And that was out of Cyprus, where they had castles to literally fight the other Moors and fight the Turks. So I was watching Orson Welles' Shakespearean rendition of Othello 2 weeks ago. It's excellent. People should watch that because it's actually historic. I mean, the story itself of, you know, the wife and them getting tricked to, you know, basically get killed with jealousy. That's not a true story. But the story about the Moors, and some of the Moors were on our side and some of the Moors weren't. And then, of course, the whole time, not trying to be mean, it's just historic fact. It was Jews. Sephardic Jews in Spain who ended up staying during the Muslim conquest and who were the middlemen who worked with the Moors and basically facilitated the total takeover. And so when Netanyahu is working with the Moors to try to take Spain again, he's just following an old family tradition. And I'm sorry, I'm just calling out the facts here. We'll be right back on the other side. Hour number two. I'm Alex Jones, riding the shotgun with my son, Rex Jones. Thanks for your support. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X.
There's a massive sale going on right now at thealexjonesstore.com. Huge. Ultimate summer sale. 50% off. Ultimate Power, Freedom Mango, and Patriot Punch. Methylene Red capsules. This is a proprietary product. It would take an hour to get into Ultra Methylene Red. The capsules are now in. Mind-fueled nootropic energy shots, all 50% off. 40% off zeolite tincture, detoxifying, upper spike protein, and it's good for your whole body getting heavy metals out. Methylene Blue tincture, 40% off. CMOS gummies, 40% off. Shilajit gummies, 40% off. Methylene Blue gummies, 40% off. Ultimate Chill, and a whole bunch of other big discounts as well. 30% off all apparel. The widest selection of Patriot shirts of every different design, configuration. It is the widest selection. It's over 800 different shirts. It's ridiculous. The new line that I designed is, I think, pretty good. Rebel Scum since 1776. The Betsy Ross flag, less 1984, more 1776 in muscle shirts. A whole bunch of other really cool stuff now at thealexjonesstore.com. I love this lightweight so-called dress shirt, but it's a very special type of shirt from a great manufacturer. We now have the boxer shorts, and they're not boxer like underwear. You know, the classic boxer shorts that aren't long and aren't short. They're just kind of medium. They're my favorite type. I picked these out. I picked the brand. I said, this is the type of short I like. We're adding a lot of new apparel at thealexjonesstore.com. And every order right now, and it's about to end in the next few days, gets a free mystery T-shirt. You just put your size in. You get a free mystery T-shirt with every order that's $29 or more at thealexjonesstore.com. That is a hell of a deal right now. We've got the silver collectible 250-year anniversary with the amazing Jerusalem cross. Those are going to be gone soon. TheAlexJonesStore.com. And you stand with us, and you know that all the great work we're doing is because of you. You are the reason we're here. You are the InfoWar. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.